the rest of the story. The Washington Monument, Washington, D.C., is our nation's most famous obelisk. It stabs the sky, a pillar of marble, square at the bottom and pointed on top, 555 feet tall. And yet the Washington Monument obelisk is comprised of separate pieces of marble cemented together. In the architectural birthplace of the obelisk in Egypt, each was carved from a single piece of stone. The more grand of Egypt's obelisks has long since been removed to another country, New York, London, Paris, Rome, Istanbul. The great red granite obelisks called Cleopatra's Needles are 69 feet high. How in the world would anyone find and carve and erect a single spire of granite 69 feet tall? Well, this is the rest of the story. What the Egyptian artisans did when commissioned by a ruler to erect a monument suitable for his god was to seek out a suitable block of granite and do the necessary carving while it was lying prone on the ground. Egypt's pyramids were burial tombs, symbolic of darkness and death, but Egypt's obelisks were symbols of light and life. The usual material was red granite, syenite, though some were of hard sandstone. They were moved on greased skids and then aboard special boats down the Nile. The one in New York City's Central Park is inscribed with the legends of two pharaohs. That one was brought from Heliopolis by the Romans in 13 B.C. In 1880, it was presented to New York City as a gift from Ismail Pasha, the Khedive of Egypt. That one is 69 feet 6 inches high. At its base, it's 7 feet 9 inches. It weighs 200 tons. The one in the Place de la Concorde in Paris is taller, 76 feet, but those are tiny. I said those are tiny compared to the largest obelisk anywhere on planet Earth. And this one, carved from a single piece of stone, is the greatest of all the world's obelisks. It's 142 feet from tip to tip. Oh, I know you've heard the largest obelisk at Karnak is the largest in the world, but it's not. The one I'm describing is a third again longer, weighs three times more. And yet this one, which is 142 feet tall, weighing 1,000 tons, you will never see, for it is lying flat, half buried by wind-blown sand in Egypt's Aswan Valley, recumbent, just lying there. Imagine the years of tedious carving required to shape this enormous needle from raw granite by pounding it, by chipping away at it with little 6-inch balls of dolomite. But so they did, and then just left it lying there forever. For when it was finished, carved painstakingly over the years from top to bottom, in the granite near the bottom, they found a flaw. They found a fault. They found a crack. So the most monumental feat of architecture ever has been abandoned forever because of a single imperfection in its foundation. It could never stand erect. There may or may not be a moral in why the grandest of all the world's sculptures aborted, but I thought you should know the rest of the story.